Hello and welcome to the place where everyone is coachable and teachable. I am your host, Urban Ninja, and this is the Teach Me Something podcast. All right, episode one of the Teach Me Something podcast. I know it's been a long time coming, but I'm finally here. This is a solo project. Just going to be riffing a little bit, giving you guys a little background as to what's going to be happening going forward. If you have any suggestions, please write to the following email at teachmesomething93@gmail.com and follow me on all social media platforms. Snapchat is going to be straw_hat_cloak and Instagram is going to be Urban Ninjutsu. Let's get into it. First topic, I'm going to be talking about a bunch of nerdy hobbies. So I'm a big gamer. For those of you who don't know, I like to play a lot of PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, all that random jargon. I'm a big PC gamer as well. You know, we're just going to try to touch on a lot of different things like nerd stuff, like video games, and we might talk about like cartoons or Power Rangers, whatever you feel. Nothing too crazy. Or, because I mean, the nerd stuff goes as far as like anime and, you know, just stuff like that. So I'm going to riff a lot here. So I just let it be known that this is a dry run. I should go back and listen to it, but whatever, I'm not going to. Our second topic is going to be popular culture, so I'm probably going to talk about a couple of things that happen to pop culture. Celebrity stuff, what happens on the internet, you know, the Jake Pauls and the whatever's out there. Just going to be touching on those if I feel like it. I really don't like to talk about popular culture topics, but I feel like I should. Why? I don't know, but hey, keep you guys entertained. I know you guys want to hear about a bunch of celebrity bull crap because it's all you pay attention to. I'm joking, but hey, you're here, you're listening, and this is going to be good for you. You'll be entertained, of course. Like I said, this is a solo project. I don't have any guests today, so. And I'm fairly new to the podcasting thing, so bear with me. Brain teasers is the next one. So, if you have any, like, cool little quirky things you like Vsauce is one of my things that I watch, so it's a lot of cool scientific stuff that you didn't know about. I just like to look at different things and learn new things about people and try to understand the things that they don't teach you in school, you know what I mean? And then I'm gonna have some real talks, so I'm gonna be bringing up a lot of real life subjects. So if you're squeamish, if you don't like keeping it real, if you don't like just having an adult conversation, then please do not tune in. Just don't even bother like turning this on, because it's not going to make a difference. You're just going to be here taking up space. Now granted, I appreciate all the support, whether it's love, hate, doesn't make a difference, but if we can't sit and have an adult conversation, because like I said, I want you guys to have an open mind when you come here and listen, or if I invite guests, I want you guys to be open-minded as well. So I don't want anybody to feel like they're not appreciated, they're not heard. I want everybody's voice to be heard. That's like a big thing for me, because I feel like everyone should be equal and we should all be able to agree on points, even if we do disagree. I just still want us to come to a common ground and understand that, hey, you think this way, I think this way. As long as we can come to a common ground and not argue about it like a bunch of kids, I feel like it'll all work out. But that's when the guests come, and if I get famous enough, which I feel like I will, I'll try to get some cool guests in here. I might call on random people. I might start a call show. I don't know. Many, many more topics are coming as well. Hell, I might give you relationship advice. I think I'm a pretty good relationship guru. I've been guessing a lot of things going on today. I've been kind of guessing relationships as well. I've been saying things like, oh, you won't last 6 months. And then 2 months later, they break up. So, but anyway, I can't talk. I'm single, so it doesn't make a freaking difference, right? So, yeah. Just to riff a little bit, who am I? Well, my name is Brian, of course, but I am known as Urban Ninja. I've been through like several different name changes over the years. I'll give you guys a quick funny story. My name used to be Bejizzle. Long story short, my brother came into the basement when I was playing Grand Theft Auto back when I used to live in the hood. I still live in the hood, kind of, but whatever. My brother came downstairs and was like, yo, Bejizzle. And I was like, what? I was like 13. I don't even remember how old I was when I had this nickname. I was Bejizzle for a while. So Bejizzle was a play on my first and last name. I'm not going to put my last name on them because you guys are creeps. You're going to look me up. You're going to do weird shit, but whatever. I used to also want to rap as well. Not going to freestyle right now. I will one of these days, but not right now. Yes, I can rap. Don't be funny. And I came up with the name Urban Ninja to kind of add to my mysterious nature. So like the term Urban Ninja. So urban is like, well, I grew up in an urban environment, aka Baltimore City. And the ninja part came from, well, I'm pretty into ninjas, and they're pretty cool. They're like stealthy. Quick background history on ninjas, actually. Ninjas were actually farmers back in like the Iga period, I want to say. My timing may be off, but way back in like the 18th, 19th century. And a lot of their farmer tools were remade into ninja weapons. And ninjas are best known for their assassination, tactical like nature, and espionage. So they like to pretty much get the drop on people and, you know, of course, stab them up, get information, infiltrate, blow things up, blah, blah, blah. All cool ninja stuff. You know, if you play Ninja Gaiden, if you've watched like various ninja movies, if you like Ninja Turtles, blah, blah, blah. The whole nine. I'm all for it. Well, certain ninjas. I'm not a big fan of Naruto, though. Naruto is cool. I don't know. For some reason, Naruto was just like, eh, for me. But who cares? Naruto's still a cool show, though. I'm not going to take away from its accolades. It's still dope. Still a dope show. I'm a real big fan of Dragon Ball Z, but no ninjas are in Dragon Ball Z. So, well, there's one. But that was like being back in Dragon. Anyway, so yeah, that's where the term, for me, Urban Ninja came from. Because I grew up in an urban environment, and I like to think I'm a tactical person. I'm not. I don't have any like special training in the actual art of ninjutsu. I would like to train in ninjutsu, though. But hey, whatever. One of these days I'll get around to it. If I don't, oh well. But mentally, I feel like I'm a ninja. But we'll get into all that crap later. Other than that, I won't have too much to talk about. Just kind of wanted to give you guys an intro and just finally record, because it's been taking me a while. I've been really, really busy with work. I could talk about what I do, but if you want to know, then write to the email like I presented to you. I'm going to give it to you again. It's teachmesomething93@gmail.com. Send all your email suggestions. Make sure you guys share the podcast. Make sure you guys shout me out when you hear this first riffing of an episode. Also follow me on social media, StrawHat_cloak, and Instagram. Well, that was Snapchat. Instagram is going to be Urban Ninjutsu. If you can't spell out, put it in some kind of description somewhere. Blah, 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 right? Well, I'll do this for you. I'll explain why I started podcasting. Well, I started podcasting because I just wanted to get my voice out there and have people speak on what they wanted to speak on. I say everyone's coachable and teachable because I feel like if we all sat down and had an adult conversation, then we could learn something. I mean, everybody has a difference of opinion, but me, I like to think outside the box, which is kind of why people shun away from me, I guess, but it doesn't make a difference to me, honestly. But, you know, I'd rather discuss things like, for example, if we're talking about politics, which I try to avoid the best I can, because politics is a very, very, very touchy subject for a lot of people. And I really don't want to get into that stuff because people get really upset and then they want to punch you in the face. And it's like, I don't have any time for that. But, you know, yeah, like I just want people to sit and have a conversation. You know, I named the podcast Teach Me Something because I also wanted to learn from you guys. Like, I wanted you guys to tell me something that I might not know, and then I can tell you something that I know that you might not know. So I'm going to try to have quote unquote experts come and teach me something, or hell, I might be able to teach you guys something. Who knows? Here I am just riffing off at the mouth. I wish I had someone else to do this with, but that'll come soon. Anyway, I'm going to end this off here. I really don't have much to talk about because it's the first episode. Make sure you share the podcast. Make sure you follow me on Anchor. It'll be available on Spotify. It'll be available on Apple Music and any other streaming platforms that are out there. This has been the first episode. This is your boy, Urban Ninja, and I'm signing out. Peace.